So I think that we left off yesterday. Question that that Rav Chaim is discussing is a question in Hilchos Sukkah. But in order to explain the Rambam Hilchos Sukkah, so he explains a Yesod for Hilchos Shabbos as well. The question that he raised in Hilchos Sukkah is this: the Gemara relates the din of a sukkah al gag, arba kundesin al gag. The lechera that should be related to the din of bona itzva b'seicha sukkah, because when a person builds a sukkah on top of a roof by simply putting four posts, so the posts have to hold the schach, and the schach has to come to the edge, and the walls of the sukkah are provided by the walls of the building rising up above the building itself, which is the principle of good asik. And the itztaba, if the itztaba inside a sukkah is going to work, so it's too far from the walls of the sukkah to use the walls of the sukkah. Elamai, if it's going to work, it's because the walls of the itztaba, the walls of the platform, which are already 10 tefachim high, will now rise up above the floor of the sukkah and once again reach the schach. Alright, so the Gemara relates the two as being dependent on good asik mechitza. And yet the Rambam paskins that noatz arba kudesin arba zovius agag v'sichich al gabon, that the Royinus and Mechitzus Dachtonis Ki'ilu in Oile Islamala, and therefore it's kosher. The Ritva criticizes the Rambam because the Sofik in the Gemara, and Rav Chaim points out the Rambam probably follows his own Girsa, which did not have it as an Ivoid La Yivshita. Yet, Rav Chaim has his own Kasha that it goes against the way the Rambam paskins in three halachas later, where the Rambam writes that the Itztaba case does not work because we don't have Mechitzas Nikoris. So the Muskel Rishon is to say that good Asik Mechitzta does not provide Mechitzas Nikoris. The assumption is you need Mechitzas Nikoris from the place of usage. So if you're using a place which will become Rishus HaYochid, you need Mechitzas Nikoris to that place. But we did have that principle in the second paragraph. We discussed how one can use the edges where the land meets the water as a Mechitza. The Ritva discussed that you have to have Mechitzas HaNirgoshos, that you're aware of the Mechitzas. Right? So you could see that as being all one din. But good Asik Mechitzta tells you that the walls are there, but you may not be fully aware of them or recognize them in the place of usage in the sukkah. So that's the question, that's the stira that Rav Chaim wishes to resolve. So Rav Chaim points out that Reb Chaim, that the Rambam does not seem to be, would not, you cannot resolve the Rambam by adopting the approach of Tosfos, which is mechalek between Gag and Itztaba, because the Rambam seems to identify them both as halachas of good asik, and the Rambam's lashon would seem to indicate that good asik doesn't work from the lashon legabe yitztaba. So then Rav Chaim points out that there's a Ramban. In the end, the Rambam, at the top of the next paragraph, Rav Chaim will point out that the Rambam cannot accept the Ramban shita. All right, but Rav Chaim wishes to learn from the Ramban a certain distinction. The distinction can be made. Right? Now, what's that distinction? So he says, well, the Gemara says that Rav Mordechai asked Rava that if you have a platform which is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim in cross section, 4 by 4, so that would have. So the Gemara raises the question. The Gemara says, L'chore, that's a Rishus HaYochim. So L'chore, if I would transfer something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochim, that would be an Isa Deiraisa. Gemara says, but it has to go through a Mokim Ptur. It leaves Rishus HaRabim, goes above 10 Tvachim, into the Mokim Ptur, and then goes into the Rishus HaYochim. So the Gemara wants to know, is that considered to be the Isur of Havara? So the question that the Rishonim raise is that we've learned in other sources that the Iker, the determining factor of whether one is Oiver, when it's Chayiv, the Isur Deraisa Veitzah, is whether there's an Akira and Anocha in different Rishuyas. The fact that it had to go through some other area, so the Rishonim point out that was already discussed in Dafe. So why are we raising the question another time in this context? The Rishonim said we have already dealt with that question. So that's what leads the Rashbot to quote the Ramban to point out that there is a distinction that we must be discussing two separate cases. Sometimes the Ramban says that an omud is a different kind of Rishus. So there are two kinds of Rishus HaYochid. There's a Rishus HaYochid where it is by Keyava Oila Adla Rekia, and a Rishus HaYochid where the surface is a Rishus HaYochid, but it's not Oila Bekea Adla Rekia. Therefore, the Gemara has already established that if I'm throwing something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid where it's Oila Bekea Rekia, that's certainly, I don't have to, I'm not concerned about the route that the object took. I just look at Akira Nocha. However, when the surface is the Rishus HaYochid, and above the surface, at some point it will become Vayitir Rishus HaRabim, so there, the Ramban says, the Gemara raised the question once again. So the Reb Chaim says what he wants to understand is here we have a source where the Ramban said something within one halacha, within Hilchos Shabbos, sometimes we say good asik and sometimes we don't say good asik. Right, that's the nukud he wants to draw upon over here. So that would be very helpful because that's what it seems to be happening in the Rambam. The Rambam seemed to say that we will say good asik mechitzta with the kundesin on top of the building, and we will not say it on the yitzdeva. So Reb Chaim said, where else do we see that good asik is sometimes applied if it was not applied with the same din? Ramban. This is Vekosha Divir Ramban. Ve'isol Adin Mechit Lagavi Omid V'mkein Harei Memele The Gamdin Rishus HaYochid The Omid Tzorch Liyos Oil Adler Rekiyah Kim Vayidei Adid Gud Asik Yeshlonu Mechit Zalder Rekiyah Ve'afil Rabo Lekomer Rak Lai Mehenya Zoyz Gavi Sukkah Mishud Divin Mechit Zinikarais Ve'lai Mehenya Klal Gud Asik Besukkah Avol Ho Miyar Mvurdit Mitoich HaSukkah Demirin Omid Gud Asik Mechit Zah He sharpens the question by saying that in Sukkah, so the fact that we don't apply good asik to the yitzdeva, he says, well, that's because we required mechitas nikaros for Sukkah. But in Shabbos, there doesn't seem to be any requirement of mechitzas nikaros. So in Mele, if we're going to apply, in other words, the point, when it comes to Sukkah, so we question the application of good asik. But in Shabbos, the Ramban holds we don't question the application of good asik. So if we don't question the application, in Mele we have mechitzas there. Good asik gives us mechitzas. So how can the Ramban say that in the Omud, the mechitzas are good enough to create a Rishus HaYochid on the surface, but not good enough to be a Lelarikia? As long as she's making a chiluk within the application of good asik. The mefarsh on Amar Rava bin Mechitzas Karis Zuleka lav dav ezoiz din besukah shnei dav mechitzas karis kibu din behilchus of the good asik. The layer mina good asik rak mechitzas nikaris leiba omach in mechitzas shalei nikaris from kaimu. So it says Ramban. So it says Ramban. How can we understand this distinction the Ramban is drawing? He says it must be. It must be that we're not applying good asik mechitzta to create the rishus hayochid on top of the omud. That when the Gemara says that the reason that we're not applying good asik to the itzdaba, and the Gemara says, well, it's not mechitzas nikaros, that is not to say that when we require mechitzas nikaros, we can't have the din of good asik. Therefore, we can't apply it to sukkah. No. But the point is that if I don't have mechitzas nikaros, then my good asik cannot be applied. My good asik can only be applied to mechitzas nikaros. Mechitzas nikaros does not mean I can't apply the din of good asik in this particular case. Mechitzas nikaros means that I don't have the din of good asik. Good asik attached itself to mechitzas nikaros. Right? In other words, you could make the following chakira. The fact that we passel good asik mechitza in the din of itzvah agave sukkah, is that because good asik gives me mechitzas that are not recognizable and I need recognizable mechitzas? Or is it that in order to begin the din of good asik, I need to have recognizable mechitzas? That would be the chakir. In other words, if it wouldn't be Reb Chaim, if it wouldn't be brisk, you could begin with that chakir. Chaim doesn't work with chakiras. So instead of sitting back and saying, let's think about the possible ways of learning pshat in this Gemara, so that's, again, that's the power of the brisk malach. Instead of that becomes very often, instead of scraping around to find rayas, and often the rayas, so what Chaim's malach is, I have a problem. The problem is that the Ramban has a din that says that the Rosh HaYochid on top of an itzdeba, on top of a platform, is not oilel erikia. How are you talking? If I have mechitzas, so it's oilel erikia. Mechitzas are oilel erikia. That's good asik. So how could you tell me? This is the only way that you can explain this is if I don't have mechitzas here. Right? So that means that somehow I'm not allowed to apply the rule of good asik on my yitzhak, even though I know that I apply good asik in a regular mokim mulk of mechitzas. So there's some problem with not being that I can't use my good asik rule over here. So he says, well, that was provided for us already in Sukkah, where the Gemara over there said that I need 10 mechitzas nikaros. But it turns out that the requirement of mechitzas nikaros is not a requirement in Sukkah, it's a requirement in good asik. came to autumn kuloi. V'loy rak besukah levadu the ne'emar zoyz ki imachol mogim der minugod asik mechitz to have a dina achi do rak mechitz in the garbage. Ula fize nimtze the besuyizum avoidin shal rabban the ba'omun layam rinu negod asik mechitz to kevon the havian mechitz she'ena nikorois umemela the lesbe gam achdinu shal yochid oyla nirikiyah kevon the ancient mechitz is lamala. Right, so what's Reb Chaim pointing out? Reb Chaim's pshat in Ramban is that when I have a building, so the walls of the building are very much felt and recognized by anybody inside the house. So those mechitzes keep on going. But when I have a post, so that no one's going to say, well, I have mechitzas and I have a post with fully filled mechitzas. I have a post that is entirely filled and it's solid. So when you have something solid, so no one looks at it as if the outer part of the solid item is the mechitza and the inside I filled in my mechitzas. We look at it as a solid hill, as a solid post, as a solid itztava. So that's the case. The Rishus HaYochid is not being created by mechitzas. Right? And that's the Reb Chaim doesn't point this out yet, but he hasn't spelled it out, but it's a different portion. According to Ramban, there are two kinds of Rishus HaYochid. If it's just a yachid that's created by mechitzas, a mokim a muk of mechitzas, and that's oil other rikia, and there's a yachid which is not muk of mechitzas. It's system that's created by having by sitting on top of a solid item. Now the Reb Chaim goes on to make the comment that this distinction, we can find this distinction in the Lashon HaRambam. V'hochi meduktuk Lashon HaRambam, shekosef achta omud, she'ena elu mechitzas nikaris v'nimtza, al gad ve'ya omud, schach kosher, b'loy defanois, ad kan l'shoinoi. V'ayinu k'moy shekosef, k'moy shekosefti. V'keima da mechitzas atzman, shelo omud, le'yhavin mechitzas nikaris, al kein ben mele dal gabi omer chosim mechitzas lagamrei. Right, the lashon of the Rambam is bone bo omer v'yesh bo yechshir sukkah psula. You build this platform in the sukkah. It's possible she'ein elu mechitzas nikarois v'nimtza al gabi omer schach kosher b'loy defanois. So what's the arichus of the Rambam? There are no mechitzas in the cars, and what comes out? Comes out of schach and no walls. If you would say the way that we originally understood that the problem is you need mechitzas in the cars, like Tosfos and Pshat, and I don't have mechitzas in the cars, so the Rambam should simply say ein elu mechitzas in the cars. What does the Rambam add? V'nim son, it turns out that I have schach without the fanos. And he doesn't say without the fanos nikaris. So Reb Chaim says that's good for the Rambam's pointing out. If there are no mechitzas nikaris, then I can't apply good asik. I have no mechitzas v'chlal. Kevin Levin and Moga good asik. V'zeo shekos of the nimtzal gabi omen schach b'loy the fanos. T'shom avichi sorin the fanos legame b'loy absul al gabi v'mishum le'yavi mechitzas nikaris. This needs
to be this way because there is no requirement halacha lemaisa about mechitzas in the koros like gabei sukkah.
Ulefize areinechod as a Rambam sheposak divinos arba kundesin al svasan gag mislichan gabei kosher ulefima shekosavti nira harim achda omud muchak. The good asik mel gam lechshev the sukkah upsul the omodu rak mishum lebin be good asik klal then came the gag the mid krim mechitzas bim koyman if you are bin in be good asik gur be erevin then mele vinik the koshel schach al gavi tzav ram kumoshik asafti.
So what's the solution of the Rambam Kasha? Why is the Rambam distinguishing between Arba Kundesin on top of a wall, on top of a building, and the Itztaba inside? Answer, because when I have four Kundesin on top of a building, I have Mechitzas Nikars and I can apply the Nikud Asik. And that'll be like the Rambam's Girsa, as the Reb Chaim pointed out. Rambam Nachman Shita. But when I have an itztaba, a platform, so since I don't have bechitz nikarvos, I can't apply good asa. All right? There's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, so the Ramban will say that in Shabbos, and the Rambam will apply it in Sukkah. So everything fits in very nicely, correct? Says Reb Chaim, no. Not yet. Like the short sheet. In the bed, right? No matter where you put it, this is a problem. The problem is we know the Rambam doesn't accept this distinction from Rambam. Achein be'emes koshulim arkein. The Rambam is borked da'asa Rambam de betel leka hachdina rishna yachid oyla rikiya. Da'ri a Rambam per yidala nuch ha-shamus kosa v'stama de tel avir shusha yachid. Meklo le'isham al kol shusha yachid. This is also very important. This is stylistically, this is part of the derech of Reb Chaim to be uncompromising in the deek loshon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yudalet Alocha Aleph, when he discusses Abba Rishuyos, so he says he lists them. Ages of Yochid, learned yesterday, Tel Shukavoya, Yutzvachim, Mirachim, and so on and so forth, Chaim Chirit, Chaim Makum Shemuk of Arba Machitzes. The Rambam says later on that Rosh Hashanah Yochid is Oil Lerikia. The Rambam never made this distinction. So if the Rambam includes tail and platforms in the same din as Mukaf Dalin, so it means the Rambam, and the Rambam never tells us that we should make a distinction that it's not Oil Lerikia, that we have to assume that the Rambam is saying all Rishuyos HaYochid Oil Lerikia. Memela, the Rambam holds that an Itztaba and a tail is Oil Lerikia. Memela must have Mechitas that are Oil Lerikia. So that means that Mechitas and Nikaris are, we still apply good Asik. So the question now, so once the Rambam says that we apply good asik to mechitzah nikaros, so hod rekush l'duchta, the steer in sukkah. Umashmud atel shavu b'dinai. Umashmud al kol rishu yochid koi. V'imkena v'ladasa Rambam al korchenu muchruch l'gam b'tel avrinan good asik. Alright, so now again. So Shaila and the Rambam is going back to Hilchos Sukkah. We know from Hilchos Shabbos that the Rambam holds that we can apply good asik mechitza to a tail, to an itztaba. Because in Hilchos Shabbos, the itztaba, the din will be that it's the Rishus Yechalarakiya, Memela have mechitzas. So now the question is, so why am I not applying the din of good asik to the itztaba on sukkah? It's like a checkmate, right? We know the Rambam applies good asik in sukkah because of the kundesin on the roof. We know that the Rambam holds that it doesn't require mechitz nikoros, the din of tel is lakeh, the din of tel, for the din of itztaba. No. So it's like a checkmate, we're done. So what's the, so Reb Chaim says, but there's one assumption we made, which you need not make. What's the one assumption? Right. And then he says, you know, that's how Reb Chaim works. You go back to figure out what assumption I make, like in a physics problem. What was the assumption I made that? So let's go through it. We explained that the Rambam holds a good asik black and white. Right? We said that the Rambam applies good asik both in Sukkah and Shabbos, black and white. Right? We said that the Rambam must hold that good asik applies to mechitzas shenen nikarvos. Why do we assume that? Because of the itztaba. Why? Because the itztaba has rishus yochid going the rikiyah. So that means we assume that the only way you can create a shtiyachar al rikiya is by mechitzas. So that's the nekuda. That's the assumption that we shouldn't have made. It becomes mukhrach that there again we could get to this point in a different way. That's the Chaim got to the point. But we could get to this point also by going from step to step by saying Rambam holds of good asik. Rambam lies a good asik both in Shabbos and Sukkah. The Rambam holds that we do not apply good asik to an itztaba. The Rambam holds that we should say yoch is early rikia. So memela the we should say yoch and early rikia is not dependent on mechitzas, right? Only thing. So having said that, all right, so now we have to figure out. So how are you going to be magdil din of shusay yochid if it's not dependent on hekef machitzis? Because the chayre, that is the definition of shusay yochid. That's what the brice and daf have opened up. That's the Torah opens up. That's the Rav opens up. So again, the way Rucham is going to work is, but this is a fact. So all the stuff to explain the fact. Right? The fact is that I can have Rishus HaYochid in an area that's not a Mukav Mechitza as long as it begins on top of an area that is Mukav Mechitza. So what's left for us to explain is that the Hekif Mechitza apparently can create Rishus HaYochid beyond the Mechitza. Without good asking. We assume you have to have the walls going up. No. Maybe by having a platform to this point, so these walls over here have an impact on what goes up. And there's a svara to it. Because just as this area has become inaccessible because of these mechitzas, so this area has become less accessible because of these mechitzas. Right? How am I going to get to this area? So if these mechitzas wouldn't be here, so I'd put a ladder over here. Now that I have these mechitzas, so I have to use some kind of crane to get there. And you make this large enough, I can't get there. So these mechitzas have impacted on the accessibility of this area as well. LMI. So now it means that we have to define that the requirement of mechitzas is limiting access, as opposed to being a sense of being mukaf, as being enclosed. This area is not enclosed. We say good asik is enclosed. So if I use my good asik approach, then the idea of mishtiach is being enclosed by mechitzas. And if I now following the Rav Chaim and saying the Rambam, we're either going to say that the defining factor of mechitzas is making something less accessible, or the defining aspect of mechitzas will differ from place to place. Depending, sometimes it'll be hekif, and sometimes it'll be access. All right? The finish of Chayim. The new one is Rama. The soul in other of Shusha Yochid Oyla Adla Rikia. Eidem Bishum Dinu Dugur Aseh Ki Him Behabe Din Bifnei Atzmoy Den Mechitz Zatach Toinois She Yesh Ben Asoro Goyin Reises Al Mokoyim Adle Rekia U Mashul Lekulu Shliyoch Vezeo Kulolo Ben Mechitzis Dako She Yesh Ben Shibur Vad Asoro Goyin Reises Al Mokoyim Adle Rekia Asher Al Kain Shap Rabbi Teil Shliyochim Adle Rekia Vi'afo Gablo Yemirin Be Gur Aseh Mechitzis משום דה מחיצס החיצוי ושל הטל, הסוי ויסוי סוי, הם גוי רצת המוקים עד לבקי ויסוי כסף של יוחד. אלא דה בזה חולוק סוכה משבס. דה בסוכה לא עם אין יקלל. הוד דה מחיצס התחתוי נס גוי רצת המוקים עד לבקי. כי אם דה בעין דה פניס ממש במקוימה. So what the purpose of the walls of a sukkah, not to make the area less accessible. The purpose of the walls of Mechitza to create a Mokim Dira. So if I'm sitting on top of a tail, on top of a platform, I don't have walls, and therefore it doesn't define, it doesn't give me, without walls, I don't have the comfort of the Mechitza. So I need to have walls around me because the purpose of the walls is to give me comfort, to make it a mokum dira, to stop the wind from coming in. Right? Now we have a lochel amayshu misina that you can have for 10 walls. Good asik walls. They don't provide me with the protection. Halachal amayshu misina, good asik means the walls are there. Right? But when it comes to the mechitzas of Shabbos, the mechitzas of Shabbos are not to define a dira. It's true that if I have a place that's not muk, that's mukav shaloi l'dira, so then there'll be a din that it's a din d'rabbanan, right? And it's true that mukav dira is going to become a defining aspect of some kind of erev. However, when we define rishus hayachid is, we did not say that the mechitzas are there to enhance the dira. The mechitzas are there to create a defined space, or to create a protected space, but not to protect the space from wind and from rain, and not to make it a place that you can pull up a bed and go to sleep. You have kama v'kama, which is a yachas, a person would not sleep. Right? And you have deer v'soya. So those are not places to sleep, not places to eat. So then the purpose of the mechitzas is different. So memela, so what's Reb Chaim pointing at? Memela, my top of the itzdaba, good, the bottom walls can relate to the area on top of the itzdaba. Why? So I would think that the way to say it is because the purpose of the defanois is to limit access. These defanois have limited access. These undefined defanois that I can't even identify there because it's a solid itzaba still limit access. Right? Undefined mechitzas. So Ian, what's how to define the mechitzas that are there? Are the mechitzas of Roy and Kielu, as if I carved it out? Or do we have to redefine the way that we think in terms of mechitzas? Right. That Reb Chaim's approach is entirely consistent with everything we learn. We know that mechitzas are not defined as creating a mokim dira. Mechitzas lagave yikalaya. Got nothing to do with a mokim dira. Right? So even though we began the year by talking about mechitzas for sukkah, mechitzas for kalayim, and mechitzas for Shabbos, so they're going to have common properties of yitzvachim, of levud, right? But they're not going to, and they're going to have the, even the common rule good asik b'mokem b'nikim, but they're not going to have a common purpose that is not a common getter, and that's going to count for these distinctions. Good. Now I understand why good asik doesn't come up in Hilchas Shabbos. Not because we wouldn't apply it, because unnecessary. You never need a good asik. Because as long as I have mechitzas in a 10 tzvachim high, my rishus hayochid extends all the rikia. So why should I need a good asik? Ela vadei shma mirin l'inyin din rishus hayochid nish shabbos al tzvachin in klal time a good asik. V'rak besuk lut tzvachin lach tatnina. V'kei nir amuchrok meyo dekamu b'shabbos dal kuf. V'tel amuslak en asor mitrich harbo v'zor k'nach al gabo v'chay v'arei hochid amechitza asorah. He mislaketes mikol areichim biyachem mikol mokim umokim miktsas goy v'shegoy. V'mishum v'keinu dinu shliyachin, din mitzerfinu mechitza meharim mekoim yis biyachad,
k'moy bayi she'ein tzeicha yud b'chol kakbe l'ashlim l'asara d'mitztarf v'shnei mechitz l'shvi yirushli yachid k'vu b'shabit hafenami d'kavos d'mitztarfim goy v'am mechitz sh'b'kol reichem dalin yachad l'ashlim asara avol kol zeh l'yishach l'inyin etzim mechitz avol l'inyin haddin d'god asik הרי אחר לכל מוקם די עצמי לס במחיץ הסער ובאלי נלס לי גוד עסי Okay, good. So that's Rabbi Chaim's Mahalach. So that's important for us to understand. As we're defining which is the yachin, and we're defining mokay mukav mechitza, so we understand that there are different that the mechitzas in Shabbos have, according to Ramban, have a different role. What I mean to say is, according to Ramban, there are two different kinds of Rishus HaYachid. One created by Mechitzas Nikoros, and one created Mechitzas She'en Nikoros with the Nafkemina that the latter are not Oila Adarikiya. Masha'en Kain, the Rambam would say that the Fanais in and of themselves do not extend but create barriers and create a Mokoim Lamala. Okay, so now I have to go in a few minutes now. A Rebbe's meeting. But what I wanted to point out is there's a Rambam, three Rambams that we've skirted around and got to deal with it. Okay.
And I'm wondering whether this is going to answer the cash the tour that we were getting. Alright, now, but that's not the case. the case is that you don't need Arba Kundin. The Lavoi Sheishon Shleishon Solon, the Lech and Rosh Hamias. So what does the Rabbi should simply say? Rabbi Mukav Shleishon Solon the Lech. That's the defining sentence, right? You can ask the same question in Moram Shabbos Dalvom.
Moram Shabbos Dalvom says,
what are the what's the definition of Rishus HaYachid? It only mentions Chariz and Tel. That's not the defining attribute of Rishus HaYachid. We just said with the lechi. He doesn't mention the curve. Right? Now the Rambam uses curve. And the Rambam defines Shedin Torah Bisholosh Mechitzas Bovad Mutar Letalta. When we did receive him, require a Ruach Rabbis. How do we put the two rounds together? Here the round says 3 plus. Here is 3. He did round 3. So what round says you need 4?
Okay, so we'll work on it. I'm sorry they called me last time for a meeting now.